Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Thanks for joining me for episode 89 of Hippie Witch, Magic for a New Age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the kooky creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and of course, Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com, and I have put a link to that on the description page for this episode. Back at Blog Talk Radio. And I am not going to waste any time here today with any of my crazy but delightful ramblings because I have a couple of kick-ass guests on today's show and I want to squeeze as much goodness, witchiness, magicalness out of the next 30 minutes as I possibly can. But before I introduce you to them, I just want to say that this is a show that I believe is important for anyone who lives a somewhat solitary existence, whether that's as a single parent, a solopreneur, an entrepreneur who works from home, or a witch. And even though the three of us talking here today are women, this is not just about women. It's about human people, the very real need we have to be a part of a tribe, and the power of three. So with no further ado, let me introduce you to two of my very best friends and two of the most inspirational, kick-ass, amazing women that I have ever had the honor to know. The first is Dawn Champagne, the creatrix of the Goddess Diaries. I don't know why I have an accent all of a sudden. The Goddess Diaries. And then Lenore Henson, the author of the Wicked Garden series, which I hope that you are reading, and Psyche Circle. So here they are, my friends, Dawn and Lenora.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi,
hey, everybody.
Yay. Which one of you wants to tell them what the magical masterminds is? Why are we the magical masterminds? That's what we call ourselves. So anybody want to take a stab at that?
Go ahead.
Dawn, do you want to?
Okay, well, sure,
you know,
sure, I will.
Okay.
Okay.
I know. This is totally unscripted, so hello, everybody. This is so much fun. I'm so happy that you've got us here today.
That's
Joanna,
Dawn, by the way, talking.
Yeah. Hi, it's Dawn. I'm just really happy to be here. So talking to two very magical women in my life. But, yeah, to answer the question, I think it's like it's our little sandbox. It's so much, isn't it? It's our little group of support. It's our little sandbox, incubator, playhouse, where we get to test out, try different strategies in business and life. And it's a place where we feed each other. It's a place where we save each other from ourselves.
Right.
I love
and
that.
It's also a place where we just allow each other to have the space to be ourselves. I mean, it's so much. And I don't even think I can find the words to describe what our little magical mastermind group is really truly all about. But for me, mostly it's like it's this place of resonance. And I'll just leave it at that.
Let me, too, also, I want to get your take on it, Lenora, but let me just explain. This is a private Facebook group that the three of us meet in daily, and then we also have conference calls, or we might do, like, a Skype, Google Hangout situation where we talk about our businesses. All three of us have our own business, and then also our personal lives just bleed into that. So it's a mastermind group. If you've never heard of a mastermind group, it's where you put your heads together and you help each other out and share what you've learned in your business so you can all benefit from each other's mistakes and successes.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. it's a lot about, this is Lenora, and I think for me it's a lot about nurturing too. And
mm-hmm.
not just our business, but, you know, our spiritual path and, you know, our way of life. And there's a great comfort in that. I find great comfort in that. But I can
right.
also go to these girls to stop me from doing something that might not be good for my business. You know, that's why it's great to run some stuff past them. Say, what do you think of this? You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't do that with everything, but
mm-hmm.
but if I'm unsure about something, that's, you know, that's a great place to go. And with life, too. So,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the reason that the three of us wanted to form a little group is because we all have online businesses, but we all are also, we're witches. We're very witchy, and we have a similar brand of that. There's a lot of different kinds of witchy people, new agey people out there, and I don't know, I just started getting this sense about you two before we even started this, that we were kind of on the same wavelength, and I think a lot of it just had to do with gut feelings and instincts, and I'm so happy that we followed that and started this.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would have written
Absolutely.
Down the start date, because it hasn't even been that long, but it feels like it's been a decade in a good way.
Yeah.
I think it's been over a year.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Wow. We didn't even mark down and celebrate our anniversary. I didn't know it was going to be this important to me. It took time.
I know.
Right?
It
like,
really has become a home base almost.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
It has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is the point of the show today. It's not. We're not trying to promote anything to you. Our group is not open. We want to keep our threesome a threesome right now. But it's just about sharing this with you guys so that you can go start your own mastermind group if you want, or just to encourage you to find your tribe and the benefits in that. It's go ahead.
Oh, this is Dawn. I was just going to interject here really quickly. You know, the other day, or it was Friday, on your witch list, your weekly witch list, Joanna,
mm-hmm.
you posted a link to an article that just took my breath away. It was called How to Start Your Own Coven. And so much in that article it took my breath away. It was truth from word one. And I felt it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just the three of us had talked a little bit about it in our little group online. But I feel like there was so much more, even though we didn't talk a lot about it. It was just a, hey, that's a great post. Yes, I know. And, you know, it speaks
right.
to me, and that whole thing. But, you know, it feels like that is something that so many women are, well, I speak for women, but probably men too. So many women are hungry for right now. And what that article talked about was exactly what we're here to talk about today, is finding your tribe, finding your sisters, and creating that space for each other in order to help each other flourish. And, you know, I'll say in my personal life, I facilitate a local goddess circle here in Boise. And last month's meeting was, you know, all I heard was, the goddess is hungry, and we have to feed her. You know, that's what women were wanting, and that's what we want, and that's what we crave. And so really it felt like a perfect jumping-off point to talk about all of these desires that we seem to have, that we seem to be sharing, that we can't quite articulate in for whatever reason. But for me, that's what this group has done over the past however many months that we've formed it. And it's like just each day it just grows deeper and deeper. The trust, the inspiration, the resonance, you know, all of that. It's a perfect space to incubate all of those desires that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so much has manifested for us since we started, too.
Yeah.
It's just so amazing to watch the growth that we've all been through. And, you know, I want to say something, too. This is Lenora. For those who are wanting to start a coven or a mastermind group, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, a group of 13 women. It can be just a couple of women that you trust. And the three of us, we each have our own tribe as well.
Mm-hmm.
And people that we teach and people that we that follow our work and friends and followers, but then we also have our small group. And I think it's kind of neat to have, you know, different levels of intimacy, I guess, within your tribe.
That's a great way of putting it. And that's kind of why I wanted to talk about the power of three. I kind of have a thing for that number anyway. I just find mm-hmm. that to be, you know, if I'm doing a chant or if I'm writing down, you know, a spell or something, I'm more likely than not to do it three times. I just think that there's a mysterious power in three. And with a group, mm-hmm. I know growing up, you know, it's like two is what a, I can't remember what two is, but three is a crowd. Mm-hmm. Two is company, but mm-hmm. three is a crowd. And I actually find it to be the most perfect, comfy number because, you know, we talked about all these other people we really admire and love and we think would be great, but we chose to keep it very small for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. But now I see the power in that because it's tight and close enough to where you can be very, very intimate. Everybody mm-hmm. has the floor to share and talk because there's only three of us. But and then that third leg, that third wheel, so to speak, that's supposed to not work out, it works out perfectly because any time there's a debate or a vote or something, you know, it's mm-hmm. going to be that third person that tips mm-hmm, it one way or the other.
And that third person also very grounding, too.
Yes. Right.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The third leg of the stool.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works out so well. I think, too, I couldn't be where I am today. Not that I'm like this huge, massive, you know, success, but I could not have made the mm-hmm. progress I made in the last year if it weren't for this group. There's something about
mm-hmm.
learning from each other's failures and successes. It goes mm-hmm. beyond going three times faster. Somehow, like, the math just doesn't mm-hmm. add up. I feel like I'm going 10 times faster. There's, mm-hmm. like, a collective energy that's just like, whoa, and I think there's a lot of factors to that, but I will let you guys talk because that's all I do on this show is talk, talk, talk.
Well, I agree with that because even when we do have failures, we're not allowed to wallow in it. The other two will say, hey, okay, it's done, it's over with, mm-hmm. what's next? And that is so helpful for my career.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that. You guys, over this past year, have witnessed me go through a rebranding challenge. And, you know, it was one of those things where it's like, okay. So a few days ago, I was watching a video with Danielle Laporte, one of my idols. And in this video, she was talking about the creative process and how destruction is as much a part of creation as creation is. And some of what she was talking about was letting those things that frustrate you die, you know, killing those things off. And I feel like in our little space that we have created here, we are able to come together and talk about those things that are not working for us. And in doing so, it helps us to see clearly what it is that needs to die so that we can go on and create what mm-hmm. is, you know, truly more in alignment with who we are. And so, you know, going through this whole process this year, I don't think I could have done it on my own. You guys mm-hmm. provided this beautiful framework of support and nurturance and advice and, you know, all of these everything that you would need when you're starting out fresh, new, whatever. And mm-hmm. so I kind of lost my point, but I think I said it.
No, I got your point. I got it. And it's so true. It's so true, Dawn. It's so much easier. You can be frozen in fear for so long. Be like, should I do this? I mm-hmm. want to do this. And then you get like torn between the two voices, the voice that wants to do it and then the voice that tells you all the reasons you can't. And what's so great is if you have a couple of really, intimate, as in they know how your business works, if you want to take it from a business perspective, you know, and they know what you've been through, people on your side that you can be like, this is how the decision I'm kind of make. You get this echo back from the other two people. They're like, kill it. It's dead. It's not working.
Yes. Like, exactly. That's exactly
like, really?
What I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It accelerates the cycle. So you're not sitting within the cycle and, you know, clogging up the process. It moves it forward faster, I think. Not that you have to go fast, but you're not stagnant, and that's hugely beneficial.
That's a great way of putting that. But, you know, it's I guess it's not about moving fast, even though I guess I would word it that way.
It's about moving.
It's about, and not being stagnant and staying in the flow. And if you run your own business from home, or even if you're just a stay-at-home mom, how amazing would it be to do this with two other stay-at-home moms or dads? It's about staying inspired and, like, having a reason to live and get up in the morning and, and the motivation to do it all over again. Because when you're self-employed or if you're home alone all day with a couple little kids or whatever the case may be, you have to be self-motivated. There's nobody standing over you being like, get out of your sweatpants, take that bun out of your hair, get on one, get it done, you
know. And even more intimately, I think that we know what our why is. We know what each other's why is. We know why we're doing what we're doing. And, you know, we know what drives us and we know what our family lives are like. And, you know what, and I think that helps too. It's that more, it's that intimacy of, we know why we're out there pushing so hard to create something. It's, you know, it's not just for us. It's for our customers. It's for our families. It's, you know, it's bigger than us. And I think we all know our whys.
Right. Yes. And you guys are both soulful, heart-centered women, which was so appealing to me because it's, you know, there's that whole conundrum that, like, what is a heart-centered entrepreneur and, you know, what does that mean?
Right.
And how do you be of service to people without starving to death? And not very many people are doing that. A lot of people are talking about doing it. A lot of people are even trying to teach other people how to do it before they've learned how to do it themselves. But it's not as easy to do as it is to talk about, to form a genuine, authentic relationship with whoever, your fans, your followers, your friends, whatever you want to call your customers and your clients, to make a real connection, but also, you know, make a living at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Something that nourishes you on all levels, not just not just the mental stimulation of, you know, that you need because you're home alone, or the soul stimulation because you just crave it, or the camaraderie, you know, it is, it's also the money. It's also, it's all of it. And when it's done well, I think that it's a beautiful package.
I agree.
And Joe, you said something earlier about knowing, you know, from the get-go who you wanted, you had a good idea of who you wanted to work with. And I think that's a really important point, is that whole resonance has to be there in order for it to work the way that it should, you know. That
we
you
should
have
share.
To
we should share our one of our most recurring issues in our group, and that is that it's so in alignment with what you're saying, is like using discernment with the people that you invite into your circle. That would so apply to forming a mastermind group. And trust your gut. When people show you who they are, believe them the first time.
Yes. We do seem to visit that a lot. In a lot of different ways, though, like not just with people, but with a lot with projects as well. Discernment.
Discernment has definitely been one of our words of the year. We've learned a lot about it, I think.
I think we have. I think we're continuing to learn.
I'm laughing because I feel like I'm the one person that's like, oh my God, I did this same thing I said I'd never do.
Again.
Again.
Why?
Bit off more than I could chew. I'm choking. Help. I need the Heimlich.
Yeah.
Ladies.
That accountability of, like, sharing what you're doing, you know, in a, again, that with that intimacy of people who actually know your family life and know your business and know all your hopes and fears and stuff, to hear yourself being like, oh, my God, I did the same thing again, and it had the same result again. It really helps you, like, move through those realizations and transitions faster, too.
Yeah,
absolutely. And we're not perfect, and, you know, we do learn lessons constantly. That's part of the process. And, you know, you can kind of let your walls down a little bit within these groups, and you don't have to, I'm not trying to say be perfect, but you don't have to have your A game on all the time, I guess, when you're in these, in a group like this. You can let it down and say, you know, I need help.
Eventually, somebody's going to get in an argument or somebody's going to get their feelings hurt, and that's something to consider when you take on a group like this as well. It's like, do these other two people or however many you want to form a group, I recommend the smaller the better, do they have the maturity and the grace to make it through that? Because that's going to happen, and that is, like, going to take you that much deeper, but you all have to be able to deal with it. And the smaller the group it is, the better it's going to be, because when you get into having a larger group and something like that happens, I think, you know, it can be like a victim mentality can start happening, or ganging up on one person, and just having that nice little triangle of three can really be like, okay, let's be sensible about this, and my feelings were hurt, or this is how I felt, and, oh, I didn't know that's how you felt. This is how I felt. There's like a touch of therapy involved.
Well, and then even with the digital space, because we meet daily in our digital space, and we do phone calls, and we've done Google Hangout and stuff too, but within that digital space, you know, there's always the concern of, what am I trying to say, body language. You know, you lose like 90% of your message when you're communicating over a digital medium like Facebook, for instance. And, you know, things can get misunderstood, or, you know, like I've been in our little mastermind group, and I've just, you know, stopped in to type something up really fast, not even considering what I'm typing, and then leave to go do my errands for the day or whatever, and come back and reread what I've written, and I'm like, oh my, you know, what was I thinking here? I obviously wasn't, because now, you know, and so I think that if you go larger than a group of three, things like that, you have to be very thoughtful. Well, I think even with a group of three, you still have to be very thoughtful, but you have to understand that these things happen, and they can contribute to misunderstandings, and that's, I guess, would be a danger that you'd want to look out for in any kind of group like this, regardless of its size.
Use your emoticons, people, and funny hashtags. It helps.
and if you're, yes, funny hashtags are the bomb, Lenora. But, and if you use a smartphone, make sure that you double check before you post, because I have fat thumbs and a small keyboard. And I misspell lots of things.
Dawn uses or my voice command sometimes. Oh my gosh, it's funny what happens with that sometimes.
Oh, I didn't mean that. Wait, what?
You know what? Before, I see we have 6 minutes left, and I want to give you ample time to talk about what you have going on individually, because I think it's amazing. So we have our Magical Mastermind group. I privately lead, sometimes Sad to Sexy, which is not happening right now, but year-round I lead a group called the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year, which I'm sure you know if you listen to my show. But Dawn has a group that has a very specific flavor to it, and Lenora has a group that has a very specific flavor to it. So I wanted them to tell you about that. And if you're looking to join a group, these would be two awesome ones to think about.
Go ahead, Lenora.
Oh, okay. I run Psyche Circle, which is a an e-course, we're in a Facebook online group where we use Archetype to do soul work. And the soul work is specific to different cycles and different times of the year, but it's very based in archetypes. I have one going on right now, PC7, and PC8 should be coming out probably in January. I also have book 5 of the Wicked Garden series coming out in early 2015. I can't give a specific date yet, but I am working on it. So
fun. And Psyche Circle uses a lot of mythology, and I think that's what makes it very distinct, maybe from any other group you might join.
Yeah, probably more mythology than archetype, kind of both intertwined.
Right, yeah, totally.
It's fabulous. It's a soul-stirring experience. I love
very
it.
Very soul.
Yeah.
And then, Dawn, what can you tell us about the Goddess Diaries?
Yes, the Goddess Diaries. So my blog, thegoddessdiaries.org, I facilitate, well, there's my blog, and then I have a private Facebook group as well where we discuss manifesting with the moon, which is a monthly journey through just basically moon magic. And it is the law of attraction through the lens of moon phases.
Right.
And I'm getting ready to release here on Yule, will be a monthly journey of moon energetics as a companion piece to manifesting with the moon. So you'll find out very soon how you can learn more about that. But what it is, basically, it's called I Love You to the Moon and Back, and it is Moon Astrology plus Self-Love. And it's a monthly guide through the energies of each lunar cycle for 2015. So,
oh, nice! And I did an episode with Dawn. If you want to scroll back through the archives, where we just talked about manifesting with the moon. But I just thought I would mention, or we all could mention, the groups that we do, because these are really great places to find your tribe if you're looking for that online. But also, too, if you want to form a smaller, more intimate group, like we're talking about here today, that would be such a good place to start, because you kind of get the feel for people. I know in the psycho-spiritual of the year, I'm amazed at the things people share, and they're so supportive and so kind and so nice. That would be any of these groups. They're all like that. It just would be a great way to be like, okay, I keep talking to this person over and over again. We have so much in common. I love his or her vibe or whatever. And, you know, then you just reach out to that person and see what they think about starting your group.
Yeah, that's kind of how we started. I mean, we found each other online, so
And then, too, the two platforms that I would recommend, maybe you two have a different idea, would either be what we do. We have a private Facebook group, which seems to work out perfectly. We do talk shit about Facebook in our Facebook group, which is really funny. It's like a running theme.
The irony.
They're watching us. I know they
are. Oh, Facebook, we hate you so much, biting the hand that feeds me.
Right.
And then the other one would be Google Plus, I think. Or, yeah, Google Plus. Don't they have a similar situation?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've talked about setting one up over there, but we just haven't found the energy to do it, I guess. So.
Oh, I'm
Facebook
so comfy
to be working
Facebook.
For us.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm happy there for now. Cool. Well, any tips that you want to share? I think we've got like 1 minute left for somebody who wants to start their own mastermind group, either for magic or for whatever, you know, because they're lonely and they need a tribe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a tip, actually. I wanted to say, you know, the three of us, we seem to be in alignment in a lot of areas with our work. And it might appear that we are actually in competition with one another from the outside. But from the inside looking out, it feels more like a collaboration. And I think that's something to be mindful of when you start a group like this, is that there's a real, you know, get your head around what it means to collaborate or compete. And and what does that really mean to you? And if you feel like you're in competition with someone, my recommendation is to work on that as if it were a shadow thing that you need to work
right.
out. Because competition, I don't think is, I think that it's an old paradigm, and in this new way, this new age of doing business, like we are doing here online, it's all about collaboration and not competition.
Yes. So we've passed our time, and I have to cut you off right now.
Thank you
so much for talking to me. I will be, and for talking to my audience. Super awesome audience. Thank you guys for listening. I will
thank
be back
you.
Here next Tuesday talking at y'all. Much love.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.